Well, hello again. We're back here at Crufts, day two, and I'm with Erin Boyd, who is the director of a company called Chien Bleu. Now, Chien Bleu is a company for dog lovers like myself who like to go away and visit very interesting places, stay in lovely hotels, but also like to take their dogs with them and don't want to be relegated to a really smelly, awful room just because you've got a dog. So Chien Bleu looks at hotels that are truly welcoming to dogs, and Erin's just going to tell us a little bit about it. Okay, we're resuming again now. The lovely Tannoy announcements do break up some of these interviews. So Erin, what was the inspiration behind Chien Bleu?
Well, to be quite honest, I just got sick and tired of hotels calling themselves dog-friendly, and then you would show up, and just as you mentioned, you'd be relegated to the grotty room in the back, or you'd not be allowed in the front door, or, you know, so I thought, I'm tired of this, I want to set a new standard and find hotels that are not only truly welcoming, but places I'd want to stay, even if I didn't have a dog, so...
And that's really good, because the dog that was the inspiration behind this is Blue, your Labrador.
Yes. So originally I'm training energy economist. I traveled quite frequently for my job. When I came back, I just wanted to be able to take Blue with me someplace really nice. But it was so frustrating trying to find, you know, all the research that went into it, find someplace that you knew when you got there it was just going to be a great place. So I complained about it for 3 years to my friends, and they said, oh, you should start it yourself. And I thought, I'm an energy economist, what do I know about travel and hotel businesses? And I just wanted somebody else to start it, and nobody did. So I thought, well, I'm going to start it.
And here you are, which is fantastic. So at the moment, how many truly sort of hand-picked and truly welcoming hotels for dogs have you got on your books?
At the moment, we have 30. Most of which are in the UK. We're just in the process now. We've got a hotel in Switzerland, Germany, France. So we're expanding to the continent. We're also expanding to the US. But yeah, no, it's about, I think, just 28 in the UK. So.
Okay. And what are your criteria? What are you looking for, apart from the fact, as we've already said, that they welcome dogs? Because some hotels are more welcoming than others.
Yes.
So to make it onto the Chien Bleu hot list, what would a hotel need to do?
Well, some of the sort of minimum requirements are that dogs can stay in the room unattended whilst you're eating or going to the spa or something like that. It has to be a place I'd want to stay even if I didn't have my dog, which I know is a bit subjective, but I don't want to be in the grotty room. I want to be able to, you know, do all that sort of thing. I have to feel truly welcome in the sense that some places you feel a bit sort of awkward because you have a dog. So if I do want to bring my dogs down, I have labs, I don't want to bring them to eat with me. But if somebody does...
Really? You don't want to take your Labrador to eat with you? I wonder why.
Yes, exactly. But I have some clients that do. And most of the hotels that I work with, you can usually bring your dog down to the lounge to eat. But some of the hotels, you can't bring the dog into the restaurant. So, but they'll make sure that they set up a special place either in the lounge or someplace where you can get full table service, full menu, you can eat with your dog. You don't have to, you know, eat in your room or something. So they just make sure that just because you have a dog, you still get to experience everything that the hotel has to offer.
And that's so great, because I think sometimes you do get made to feel like a second-rate or second-class citizen, really, when you take your dogs with you. And they're an extended part of our family.
Exactly.
And, I mean, the research behind the company has proven that being dog-friendly is good for business, hasn't it?
Exactly. It's a huge... The revenues are... I can't remember offhand. I think it was sort of $4 billion last year alone or something. Some ridiculous amount of money. And doggos, are willing to spend an extra £25... per night just to bring their dog with them. So, you know, hotels, it's a revenue earner as well. People are really looking for someplace and they're willing to spend more to get it.
That's really true. So I think for hotels, it is in their advantage to offer dog-friendly accommodation. But the types of hotels you have, you say they're hand-picked, and I can see some beautiful pictures here, which people won't be able to see, but I will post some. We're interrupted there by my phone ringing. This is really live interviews here. The hotels are handpicked. They look very much like boutique hotels. Is that sort of fair to say?
Yes. Well, they're sort of a bit of everything. I mean, they're all sort of individual establishments, but we have some sort of boutique pub inns. We have some country sporting estates that are over the top. We have some restaurant with rooms. We have some just beautiful country inns. So we try to have a bit of everything to, you know, just... But everything still has to be amazing.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to go on holiday with their dog or dogs and they were interested in Chien Bleu, how do they go about it? Are you a members club? How does it work?
We're not a members club. We work commissions with the hotels, so you don't pay us a fee or anything. Plus, you have the added benefit that when you come and book through us, all of our hotels give us an exclusive offer. So if they have a dog fee, they waive the dog fee for our guests. If they don't have a dog fee, then it's a complimentary bottle of wine or something like that. So, you know, there's no fees for you. You're getting the absolute best rates you can get, and you're also getting extra perks. So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win. So if people want to find out more, what's the website?
It's www.chienbleutravel.com. So chienbleutravel.com.
That's brilliant. Erin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me today. And I think I might have to do some persuading with hubby so that we can go on holiday to one of your hotels.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. Brilliant. Thank you.